Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
When our daughter Robin was a student at Baylor University, she competed in her first marathon, a 26-mile race. And to get ready, she launched into a strict training program. She ran an average of 6 miles a day and 20 miles every Saturday. And frankly, I just can't identify with her effort and her personal discipline. But while Robin was training, I remember spending a day mountain climbing with her in Montana. Actually, I thought I was in fairly good shape until I tried to keep up with her pace. We began our climb about 9 in the morning, but by mid-afternoon, I was in deep, deep trouble. Well, fortunately, I made it down without having to be carried off the mountain on a stretcher. You see, she was prepared. I wasn't. Frankly, I was indeed amazed at Robin's commitment, her self-control, her self-discipline. Her training paid off. She completed her first race, averaging an 8.5-minute mile. And what impressed me even more was her physical condition after she had run nonstop for 26 miles. Within a few minutes, she was breathing normally. And there's a reason. Her strict training program enabled her to endure. For me and for you too, there's a great lesson in this personal story. The Bible says that as believers, we must be well-disciplined to run our spiritual race. To discover what that means, join me here on Bible Principles all this week. New Testament writers often used athletic metaphors to help us understand our walk, or should I say, our run with Christ.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.